Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Saint Pambo was a 4th century Egyptian hermit. He was known for his very austere life, his continual manual labor. He was always weaving palm leaves into baskets and mats, which then would be sold to support his simple life. And he performed many mortifications, long fasting. He prayed constantly as he was working. But most of all, he was known for his silence. One time an archbishop, a very important man, came to see him and wanted to hear some words of wisdom from him. And St. Pambo had nothing to say to him, so he said nothing to him. And the archbishop was insulted. But he said to his followers, well, if he won't respect my silence, how on earth could he get anything out of my speech? It would sometimes take a couple of days to pray before he would offer advice to anyone. One day, St. Pambo thought he had never learned how to read when he was a child. And one day, St. Pambo thought, well, I should learn how to read so I can read my prayer book. Back then, you see, children, the prayer book, which is still the church's official prayer book today, and you often see it in the hands of a priest, is the Psalter, the 150 Psalms of King David that composed the church's prayer, the divine office. Yesterday we sang the Vespers, didn't we, to begin this beautiful feast of All Saints. So St. Pambo got himself a monk who knew how to read, and the monk said, well, for our first lesson, let's open up to the 38th Psalm, which is Dixi Custodiam. I said, I will put a guard about my mouth, lest I commit a sin with my tongue. And as he said the psalm, he pointed out each, as you would when you're teaching someone to read, I imagine, each word. He sounded it out so he could begin to learn how to read. And St. Pambo read, I said, I will take heed to my ways, that I sin not with my tongue. And as soon as he read the first verse, he got up and he said, well, that's enough for today. And he went back to his cell. And he didn't come back to his teacher for 6 whole months. And his teacher criticized him because he said, here, you've begun something and you didn't continue it. And he said, but I'm still working on it. I haven't learned how to do that yet. 19 years later, somebody asked him how his lessons were going, and he said, I'm still working on that. I haven't learned how to do that yet. To take heed to his ways, that he sin not in his tongue. St. Pambo's a good saint, isn't he? He's a good saint for In unfrequent classes, children, just every now and again, and a very short class indeed, because all that time he was still working on learning his lesson. St. Pambo is a saint who was truly poor in spirit, the first of the Beatitudes. Now, if I were to give you all 8 today, you could say to me, Your Excellency, that's like giving us a whole book of science or math and sort of throwing it at us and saying, now, learn the whole thing today. And that would be silly, wouldn't it? You couldn't do that. The Beatitudes, you see, are very elevated. They're not 8 more things we should learn by heart in catechism class. They are the fruits or the results of the fruits of the Holy Ghost. Remember, they come from the gifts working in us. They give us kind of a foretaste of heaven. That's why our Lord says you're happy or you're blessed when you do these things. They're a sign, in other words, that we've really learned our lessons and we've made great spiritual progress. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Probably one would be enough for us today. for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. What does that mean, to be poor in spirit? I think it has two meanings, and the first is fairly easy to understand. In other words, you mustn't be too attached to what you have. You mustn't set your heart upon it. It mustn't be the end of the world to have money or a car or this or that, even what you think are the necessities of life. Most Americans are not happy because they are not poor in spirit. And many, many people work very, very hard, and they're never happy because they've attached themselves to everything they've gotten, and they never get enough, and they're never happy. But our Lord shows us the way. Do you remember the story of St. Anthony, children? I love to tell that story. And just in case anyone here hasn't told it, I'll tell it again and bear with me. It's the story that I told a few years ago in Mexico. And in Mexico, you see, in the mountains with the Indians, everybody talks during Mass. It's a curious thing, but after a while you get used to it. That's just, I suppose, how they are, because they never really were taught very well how to behave in church. People talk during Mass. Well, one time I was having first communions at the village of St. Anthony on St. Anthony's Day, and as usual, everybody was talking, and I was sort of giving a little sermon in Spanish, not a very good one, but it was a little sermon, and then I thought, I'll tell them the story of St. Anthony. And lo and behold, they all listened. It was a marvelous moment. The story of St. Anthony is that there was a wealthy man who was very attached to his money. He was a miser. And he died in Padua, and because St. Anthony was such a popular priest, they wanted him to say the funeral mass and to give the sermon for their relative. He didn't have any children. He had nieces and nephews. And so the family insisted, and St. Anthony said, all right, I will. And he took as his text for the sermon our Lord's words, "Where your treasure is, there shall your heart be also." And he insisted on those words. Look for your treasure, because that's where you're going to find your heart. And the nephews and nieces weren't paying too much attention to the sermon because they were all thinking about the money. You see, he had a big old money chest, and they were, right after the funeral, going to divide the money amongst themselves. And one nephew in particular, who was very greedy, like his uncle, when they got home after the burial, flung open the chest, and he plunged his hand right into all of these gold coins. But then he felt something soft and sort of wet. And he withdrew his hand from the golden coins, and blood was dripping from it. And they moved the coins aside, and there, in the middle of the chest, was that man's heart. "Where your treasure is, there shall your heart be also." A good lesson for all of us who have a hard time, we do, of being really poor in spirit. Once upon a time, there was a hermit. This is a story that happened during the time of St. Gregory the Great, who died in the year 600. And he was, as hermits are supposed to be, like St. Pambo, a very poor man, and he didn't own anything at all, and he worked very hard, and he suffered from cold, and he fasted, and he prayed, and all of the rest of it. And one day he got to thinking, "I wonder what my reward in heaven will be for all of this poverty and all of my sacrifices." So he prayed very hard to our Lord, "Show me what my reward in heaven will be." And that night, he had a dream, and our Lord came to him, and he said, "My son, your reward for all that you have done and given up will be the same as that of the Pope in Rome, the great Gregory." And when the hermit woke up, he was very disappointed, and he thought to himself, "Am I wasting my time? Here I am, so very, very poor, and the Pope in Rome has so much money, and he lives in a great palace, and he has many servants. That's not much of a reward, is it? Maybe I should give up being a hermit." And that night, having prayed again for an answer, our Lord came to him a second time, and he said to him, "My son, You, I'm afraid, are more attached to the poor branches that make your little hut here in the forest than my son the Pope is to the whole of his palace and all of the gold in his treasury. He only uses his possessions for the poor and for the church, whereas I am afraid you are so very attached to them. You see, that is how we must not be. Now, the second meaning of being poor in spirit is to recognize in spirit, that is to say, in our own souls, our poverty. And we can do this by getting to know Jesus better in the Blessed Sacrament, in the Rosary, Our Lady helps us to. Our Lord was so beautifully poor in spirit. Here, our Lord is the Word, or the eternal wisdom of the Father, yet our Lord was all the time silent, like St. Pambo. And he was always listening, and he never interrupted people, and he let them finish their sentence and all the rest. In the fifth joyful mystery, we read that our Lord was listening to the people and asking them questions. Imagine, he was asking them questions, he who knew all things. And we find it so hard to listen to others. We're all the time judging and criticizing. And sometimes we're very stubborn about our ideas, as though we really were wise, but we're not at all. When we recognize that, then we begin to be poor in spirit. Our Lord is the highest of holiness. He is the crown of all of the saints. He possesses everything. But our Lord says, by myself, I am nothing. Everything I have comes from my Father. But we tend to think that we're something, even though we really aren't. Much of what we do most on a normal day is bad. And the little good that we do, I'm afraid we ruin it by some imperfection or another. The poor soil of our soul pretty much produces weeds. Therefore, this is an idea from the Blessed Sacrament saint, Peter Julian Aymar. Therefore, we should make a virtue out of our poverty. Did you ever see a beggar? In Mexico, there's lots of beggars, and it's interesting because that's how people used to live for many, many centuries. I think there are beggars downtown still, but they're more modern beggars. There's traditional beggars still in Mexico. That is to say that they dressed in rags, and they show you their wounds because they're not ashamed of them, because that's how they make money. Whether or not they're sincere is another question. St. Peter says, we should not be ashamed of our lack of virtue and our ignorance and our weakness and all of our faults. We should show them to our Lord every day and beg for mercy. We should depend on our Lord for everything, as some poor person who had nothing would have to depend on a rich person to support him. He's the light for our mind, and he's the grace to make our wills strong. He's the love for our heart, and his cross is what our body needs, and the Blessed Sacrament is the strength for our souls. So we ought often to tell our Lord that we are very little and that we have nothing at all, and that he and his mother have to be our all. Because I have sinned, St. Bernard prays, I will say, thy wounds are my merit. Well, that's enough of a lesson for today, I think. Children, tomorrow you'll be in class again, and there probably will be more sermons, but don't forget, we're all still working on today's lesson, and we will be for a long time to come. Such is our poverty. If only we could wrap our minds around it and make it into our prayer and our truth, truly, we would be blessed. And this poverty of ours, I mean in our soul, It would be enough to make us saints. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.